Track 7 and more news stories. War memorial restoration complete. Expert military grave restorer Steve Davis has completed his refurbishment of Tynmouth Seafront War Memorial. War veteran Steve, who served in the British Army in the Royal Green Jackets, is renowned for his work restoring long-forgotten war graves and war memorials. A qualified stonemason, Steve, now in his 60s, is dedicated to what he calls his personal passion, which started as a one-man band and has restored graves as far afield as Sierra Leone and Iraq. He was brought in by Tynmouth Town Council, which is responsible for the upkeep of the memorial, to carry out a thorough renovation of the historical monument. The council paid just over £1,700 for the war memorial to be cleaned, but Steve's work is a not-for-profit and all money paid goes towards his travel costs and materials. The Tynmouth War Memorial, prominently situated on the Upper Den carriageway, was initially unveiled in January 22, 1921. This Grade II listed obelisk serves as a reminder of the sacrifices made during the First World War, Second World War, First Cyprus Emergency and various 20th century conflicts. A spokesperson for the Tynmouth Town Council emphasised the memorial's deep significance. They said, "The war memorial serves as a profound and essential tribute to all the lives sacrificed and the courage displayed by everyone involved. We are excited to enlist the services of Steve Davis to clean the war memorial, thereby honouring the fallen soldiers who gave their lives." In addition to refurbishing the main memorial, Steve also cleaned the Victoria Cross Monument near the Den Bowling Green, and the Brian Hall MBE Chairman of Tynbridge Remembrance Committee was on hand to assist throughout the project.
Rent in Tynbridge rises 3% in past year. Rent in Tynbridge rose 3% over the last year, new figures show. It comes as Property Mark, a membership organisation for estate agents, warned the rental sector faces sizeable challenges with an average of 10 people wishing to rent each property currently available in the UK. Provisional figures from the Office for National Statistics shows the average private rent in Tynbridge reached £903 per month in the year up to March, up 3% from £880 a year prior. It was also up 24% from an estimated £726 a month 5 years ago. Data on rent prices is collected by the Valuation Office Agency from a variety of sources, including landlords and letting agents, with the aim of collecting data on approximately 10% of the market. Across the South West, the average rent was £1,168 a year a month, rising 5% from the year before. Bristol had the highest rental cost in the region at £1,754 a month. Nathan Emerson, Chief Executive for Property Mark, said the rental sector continues to see sizeable challenges from a magnitude of different angles. He added, "We continue to see a considerable mismatch between supply and demand, with an average of 10 people wishing to rent each property. In addition, we are seeing vast legislative changes that will affect how and if some landlords are able to continue operating. In March, the average private rent in Great Britain was £1,343 per month. That was 96 or 80% higher than 12 months ago." Ben Toomey, Chief Executive at campaign group Generation Rent, said, "Everyone needs a safe, secure and affordable home. It's the foundation of our lives. But renters across the UK are facing soaring rents, which are swallowing our earnings. When we are forced to spend too much of our income on rent, the effects ripple across the rest of our lives. It means children are going to school hungry and older renters can't afford to turn the heating on. Price gaps rightly exist for our energy and water bills, but there is nothing to stop a landlord suddenly hiking the cost of someone's home."
School denies playing field sell-off plans. Concerns that a Tynbridge primary school playing field may be sold off have been denied. It had been suggested that the field at Kingsdainton Primary School, donated by clay company Sibelco, was to have been sold. However, head teacher Lee Goodenough confirmed there were no plans to sell the land. He explained, although previously an underused resource, this academic year we have formed strong links with WBB Football Club, a local grassroots side who have generously donated their time and resources to help us transform the space into a new football pitch, which has been used to host our Year 5 and 6 Teambridge and District League Primary Schools Football League fixtures. We recognise what a valuable asset the field is to the school, and now the drier months are upon us, we'll be utilising it consistently for our PE lessons and sporting events, something we know the children will be very pleased about. We have no intention of selling it.
Several defibrillators stolen last year. Several defibrillators were stolen in the South West last year, a Freedom of Information FOI has shown. A total of 11 of the life-saving devices were stolen in 2024. Devon and Cornwall Police say none of the offences resulted in an arrest or a charge. The number stolen across Devon and Cornwall in 2024 was more than triple that of 2023. A total of three defibrillators were stolen in 2023, according to the FOI. Nationally, thefts of defibrillators have risen in recent years. In 2023, The Sun sent Freedom of Information requests to all 45 police forces in the UK. Of the 32 that responded, they said that in 2022 there were 112 thefts, up from 54 in 2021. It is believed that organised crime target the devices, which can fetch up to £1,500 to sell on the black market.
Six-figure price tag for storm clean-up. The clear-up costs associated with the two most recently named storms cost Devon County Council in excess of £100,000, a Freedom of Information request shows. Storms Ewan and Herminia, which occurred on January the 24th and 26th, respectively, can cost the authority a total of £109,000, the FOI shows. This figure does not, however, include the money spent on ongoing repairs to assets that were damaged during the storms. Rather, it refers to the total cost of the immediate clear-up, resolving flooding, removing fallen trees, repairing landslips, and so on and so forth. Devon County Council have a flood revenue budget of £822,000 to cover all costs associated with the resource and responsibilities of lead local flood authority.